And we are back, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Thank you for joining us as we have almost now on a monthly basis. Dr. Julie Gatza joining us now. Dr. Julie, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Nice to hear your voice.
Always good to hear you. We appreciate your time and what you do for us here. And today, and I highlighted this even yesterday in our promos for you, and that is when heartburn hits, it isn't fun. Do you have some help for us in that area?
I do. It happens to be a specialty of mine for the past 31 years.
Nice. And okay, let me ask you a question, because I know this is not in my notes, but I thought I'd ask it anyways. How many people suffer from heartburn? I mean, some do it, I know, on a routine basis because of, you know, health issues, things like that, even what they eat, which we'll get into now. But I mean, is heartburn something everyone at one time or another suffers from?
I think everyone's experienced it at some level if you're over age 20. And, you know, often it simply means, you know, if it's the occasional and hardly ever experience it, it was you ate something you could not digest. Instead of staying in the stomach and being broken down, it started to come up through the esophagus. And when it comes up to the esophagus, it doesn't belong there, so it burns. Well, when people have this all the time, not only is this dangerous to the body because it means that acid-type food is sitting there in the esophagus and you have a much greater risk for cancer, esophageal cancer, but on top of it, it also is a very bad warning that says, hey, you are not breaking down your food. That means you're lacking nutrients, you're not making the enzymes to break down what you're eating, and you're going to have some ill health in the future because digestion is the key to everything.
Makes sense. And we say it's burn because it really does burn. And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it it's that acid in your stomach that's kind of backing up that's making, you know, again, it feels like it's burning because in a way it is, right?
Well, yes, but the fact is it's because you're not making enough stomach acid.
So it's the opposite of what we all think.
That's exactly right. So what happens is we take antacids, which neutralize what's happening for the moment, but it's not fixing anything.
Because it's really not helping break down that item that's in your gut that you want to get rid of anyways, right?
That's right. What you want to do is you want to fix your enzyme system and get your enzymes working better. And I always have a high-quality digestive enzyme. It's sort of my go-to nutrient for everybody that walks into my practice. I use something called Absorbaid. It's a vegan formula, and it's high quality, and it helps you break down the proteins, the carbohydrates, the fats in your diet, the dairy products. So everything that you put in, your system says, oh, cool, we can get the nutrition from this. The Absorbaid helps to, sort of like a sous chef in the kitchen, breaking down the food so that you can finally get nutrients and get your health.
Okay, is there anything to the old wise tale that, because I've heard this from numerous people, that you've got really bad heartburn, you know, drink a gulp or two of beer and it goes away. Is there any truth to that?
It probably is.
And that is why.
I think it's probably because what the beer will do is it will once again sort of neutralize what's happening in the gut itself. The fermentation of the beer itself will help. So fermented foods, sauerkraut and fermented beer. Fermentation is the other reason why so many of our ethnicities in this country brought along a lot of these strange foods, you know, the ginger with the Japanese and the sauerkraut with the Germans. And, you know, it's because those things were aiding in breaking down the foods because they knew that, you know, the more that you can get nutrition from your food, the healthier everyone's going to be.
All right. So the other thing that's in my notes, which you and I have talked about, but even myself, I have to remind myself of this all the time. Don't eat meat and starch at the same meal. And that's really hard to do, by the way.
I mean, it's almost impossible with certain meals. But if you are, you know, suffering from digestive problems of any kind and you'd like to fix this naturally and, you know, really get to the source of it, okay, you're kind of willing to do what it takes. So, you know, what I would say is just knock out the starches for the meal.
Okay.
Eat your protein, eat your vegetables. It's pretty much the basic that I've been telling patients for 31 years is eat that. And, you know, when you are having starches, consume it at a different time. And, you know, most of us are battling weight at some level or energy or sleeplessness and skin problems and digestive stuff. So I'm not a huge fan of starches in the first place right now because they've been lazily made in this country. And you're going to get just what you need from nutrition, from your vegetables.
Okay. And what I'm hearing that the starches actually kind of promote or aid in the heartburn? In other words, they're not taking that away. They're making it worse. Is that what you're telling me?
it's not necessarily that it's the starches that are doing it. It's the inability of us to break down the protein and the starches at the same time.
Gotcha.
So you have your body saying, well, why do we have to compete this? We're not working really great in the first place, but now you're putting everything down, which is, you know, the spaghetti bolognese with the garlic bread, and everyone wonders why they're burping later and their pants are getting unbuttoned at the table.
Everything's blowing up.
That's exactly right. It's simply no room.
I mean, literally, it's like blowing up. That's exactly what's happening in your stomach, correct?
It's true, and you know, we get used to it. We, you know, it's irritating, and oh, it's funny. And but the fact is, you know, when a patient comes in and I ask him, "Is this what's occurring?" Yes, you know, I immediately know that's where we have to start. And it's not because I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. It's because I don't know how to correct health without aiding the digestive system. So, you know, high quality enzymes, getting theirs working better. Mm-hmm. You know, changing up their diet, taking away some of the things that are problematic. I mean, you know, even tomatoes can be problematic. So it's not necessarily that it's just all, you know, the combining of the starches and the protein. It's, you know, certain foods can really do a number on patients and people. So, you know, if you're aware of it, you know, sort of clean up your diet and you eat, let's just say, chicken and fish and vegetables and maybe a little rice and eggs for a week. When you add back in other foods, you're going to go, oh, I didn't know.
I could be wrong on this, so please, if I am, you know, make sure that I'm on track here. But it's also not just about the spiciness of foods that causes the heartburn. It can be the content of, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a whole group of foods called nightshades. And, you know, I've looked up why it's called nightshades. It didn't give me a great explanation every time I've looked it up. But it falls into the category of tomatoes and peppers and potatoes and eggplant and even tobacco. And what I see a lot with people who are experiencing, you know, digestive problems and arthritic situations and swollen hands and heartburn and all these things is, you know, sometimes you just have to look at this group of foods called nightshades, especially when they come in and they say, you know, I eat really clean. I eat super healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've found, you know, even myself, I can react to these things. So, I mean, I leave out a bowl of this Absorbaid on my counter because it reminds me to take them every time I'm eating.
Great idea.
I've schooled all my family and friends when they come over for meals or if they're over for a big holiday. And that way everyone's still participating in the day at the end of the day because they're not all flipped on the couch feeling, you know, digestively overwhelmed because we've actually aided them into being able to eat a huge meal and continue to eat and not feel that badly.
You are, I mean, spot on. And I can kind of give a testament to this, but instead of me, I'll let you. You just said something where, okay, you've got these things out. People can partake of those, of the Absorbaid, if you would. What kind of an immediate effect do they have? In other words, somebody's had a meal, they take one of those. How quickly does it work?
Amazingly quick. And, you know, I had a friend of mine who's, you know, rolling around on one of the holidays going, oh my gosh, I have such bad heartburn. I'm like, all right, well, that was like, you know, 3 hours ago you ate that meal. So I gave him a handful of digestive enzymes of the Absorbaid, and within 15 minutes he was like, seriously? I'm like, yeah. So if it helps that much later, I assure you it's a huge help at the time you're taking it, if you take it before, during, or after the meal, any time. I mean, it's really just putting in things that the body says, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. We just needed a little bit of help digestively. And, you know, it's not just not having digestive problems. It increases your metabolism when you're getting more nutrition.
Right.
You lose weight. You have more energy. You sleep better. Itchy skin, hormonal imbalances, all these different things are coming from the very basic, which is how well do you digest? You know, it's so not taught in this country that, you know, everyone's like, oh, that's so interesting. Well, no, it's sort of, I mean, instead they have commercials on all the different things you can take. I mean,
that's
I remember growing up, you know, my dad grew up, you know, just consuming tons of the huge bottle of Rolex. I mean, Rolaids.
Rolaids, yes.
And, you know, I just thought it was something normal people did. Well, as I became a doctor, I went, oh, my goodness, my dad had some serious digestive issues.
All right. On top of that, you also say, you know, I know Absorbate is one of these, but other probiotic supplements as well. And we've talked about that in the past. But then getting the gut health where it needs to be so you just don't have these issues.
It's true. And, you know, when you do put in the probiotics, it does recolonate things that we've had wiped out from antibiotics and, you know, being sick and all the different things that, you know, having too great of a weekend and, you know, have a surgery or just, you know, stressed out. This company, Nature Sources, not only makes an Absorbate, but they make an Absorbate Platinum, and it has so much more in it. It's really the greatest thing that I've seen for what you can take to sort of just a one sort of, you know, take it all at the same time and you sort of handle things. So, you know, interesting enough, you can also take these enzymes on an empty stomach and it helps to get rid of inflammation.
Oh,
it also
nice.
Helps to break down bacteria and viruses and toxins. So it's pretty amazing, you know, if you have a sickness or you're feeling lousy or you're feeling a little swollen or your back hurts, you know, take them before bed and you wake up a heck of a lot less puffy and you feel a lot better.
Nice. NaturesSources.com is the place to go. I also know there's a 1-800 number. Do you want to share that?
Yes. If they use the code radio, they can ask for some free samples. So it's a generous company. I love them so much. It's 1-800-827-7656. And use the code radio, and they will send you some samples.
Nice. Dr. Julie, always a joy having you. Time just flies when you're on, and I appreciate all the information you give us.
Me as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Again, folks, Nature's Sources. There's two S's in the middle there because you back-to-back the S's. So naturessources.com.